Aquaculture along the coast of North Carolina is a growing business. The oyster industry in particular was looking at a banner season this spring before things came to a stop with the pandemic. Evan Gatto starts up his flat-bottomed boat and begins his daily 15-minute ride to Stump Sound on the North Carolina coast. The morning sun is shining. The world of oyster harvesting looks bright.
It's been good. There seems to be a really big appetite for local seafood, and especially local oysters, because they're so sustainable, and there's been such a push for sustainable farm-to-table seafood that you can, you know, trace back to the source. And there's been a big demand for that, and we've seen it, for sure.
Gatto is co-founder and co-owner of Three Little Spats Oyster Company. They sell oysters to restaurants across Wilmington, down to Savannah, Georgia, Richmond, Virginia, Asheville, and points in between. Napa Valley has its wine. North Carolina has its shellfish.
And North Carolina wants to do kind of the same thing with oysters, because we've got such a variety of coastal waters. And that variety creates... a variety of different flavor profiles in oysters. So, you know, a Stump Sound oyster is going to taste a whole lot different from a Topsail oyster, and it's only a couple miles away. And that's just a microcosm of the miles and miles of shoreline that North Carolina has. So we have...
Marine scientists believe that the regional shellfish aquaculture industry is on the cusp of greatness, if it hasn't arrived already. And Stump Sound is about perfect. Gatto and his crew lease 55 acres.
Yeah, so one of the reasons that Stump Sound oysters are so renowned in the area is just because, as opposed to an area that has too much fresh water, too much salt water, just like with anything, you don't want too much of one thing. Too much of one good thing makes it a bad thing. So here we have an excellent balance of salty and fresh water. That really gives it a depth of flavor that you don't find in a lot of other regions.
But the tumbler that sorts oysters on a small dock went quiet in March. That's when the restaurants closed and the oysters business with it.
When the day that they closed the restaurants, that really freaked me out, because I had never seen it. I mean, nobody's really seen anything like this before. And, you know, with restaurants being our primary revenue stream, it was like, well, dang, there goes our money.
But as things slowly opened, so did the oysters. Gatto says they have all the restaurants back.
Yeah, so as soon as the restaurants opened back up, that was one of the biggest couple weeks we actually had in our history, because people were just so eager.
The company is still waiting on one restaurant to return. Until this spring, Three Little Spats had been selling oysters to the Grand Central Oyster Bar in New York City, open since 1913 and arguably the most famous oyster bar in the country. They remain closed. Vince Winkle, WHQR News.